Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up? What's up, challengers? It's a chilly day here, but that's okay. It's Monday, the 22nd of October, and we're starting week three of the challenge. And I wanted to go deep today and dig in and ask you guys if your GPS is on. So, is it? And you're going to ask me, oh, Jason, what do you mean by is your GPS on? Well, I'm going to start with an anecdote, a little story of a time when my GPS was not on. And I was driving cross country, and my friend and I had stopped in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Beautiful little mountain town. If you guys have never been there, make sure you go. We were there in the middle of summer. It's well known as a ski resort town, but it's also camping and hiking and fishing and all these other things. And it's right on the outside, outskirts, I guess, of Yellowstone. And so we get there about late, early dinner time. I would say almost like happy hour. And we had a couple drinks and a couple more, and we ended up hanging out at a couple different bars. And we didn't have a plan. We didn't have a place to bed down for the night. So we got to asking around, asked a couple of the bartenders, like, hey, where can we, you know, where's the campgrounds at? Where can we go camping at? And, you know, where do we go? What do we do? You know, oh, yeah. Well, here's the campground. It's right on the outside of town. It's free. All you got to do is go down this road about a mile and then turn right and then just go back that trail and it'll take you right to the campground. All right, cool. Seems simple enough. And drive back that road and we go what seemed like about a mile or two down the road. And I think that's might have been what they told us. It's like, it's just a mile or two back there. So we go back a little ways and go back a little ways more. It's just dirt road. It's dark. I mean, it's Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I mean, there is no city anywhere close by. It's dark. It's real dark. Get back there. We get back. We keep going. I'm like, asking my friend, I'm like, did we miss this? Did we miss the turn? Like, where's this turn at? Like, we must have missed it. So we turned around and went back. Went back to the head of the road. And dirt road the whole way back and no turns anywhere. Get all the way back to the head of the road. And like, oh, this is not right. This is where we started at. So we turned around and went back again. And drove the whole way back past down the road. And it turns out, like I said, we couldn't see anything. And our turnoff was about 200 feet past where we turned around at. And it was crazy. It was like, man, this is like, we were right there. We were right there and we gave up early. So what's this have to do with you? Great question. This has to do with you and your journey, because I'm asking you, is your GPS on? Are you using all of the data available to you to make determinations as to what's working and what's not working? Are you weighing yourself consistently? Are you weighing your food consistently? Are you tracking your workouts? Are your strength exercises coming up in weights? Are you getting stronger? Are you journaling? Are you doing your gratitude journal? Are you reading the resources that are given to you and available to you? Are you taking all the steps necessary to make sure your GPS is not only on, it's also functioning? Are you? You guys ever been on a road like a journey like that where you thought you knew where you were going, you had a good idea, and then you turned 200 feet too early and tried something different? And that's what happens to us all the time. You know, we're making progress, but we're not tracking it. So we don't know what our results actually are. We don't know where we're getting the results. We don't know if we're getting results. And when you're not tracking things, everything gets a little bit muddier. Everything gets a little bit cloudier. Everything gets a little bit harder to see when you're not tracking it. So that's why so much of what we do is data driven, because the data doesn't lie. The data just doesn't lie. You know, it's like I said last week, Pareto's law, 20% of, or 80% of the results come from 20% of the effort. Are you tracking those results? If you're tracking the results, you know the effort's going. You know the effort's going in. So are you tracking your effort? Or are you tracking the results? A couple different pieces of the GPS to turn on. So that's all I got for you guys today. Let me know what you're getting from this. If you got anything from this at all, if that's a sound analogy that you're in, that makes sense and it's helping you out, or if you need some clarification. But happy Monday. Let's crush this week. We'll talk soon.